I apologize for beginning with the obvious, but that is always a convenient place from which to begin with.
On our way back, we encountered a group of elderly people. They were hikers. They talked very loud. They also wore a badge stitched onto their shirts. It said, "The Hiking Smugglers." They came to sit next to us on the terrace of a bar. So to hear, Patrick was the hiking smuggler's boss. He told Karin to go and get the cakes. Did they smuggle the cakes all the way with them? Karin put a cherry cake and an apple cake on the table. Everyone got a piece of cake from Karin. There was some disagreement about who would get a piece with cherries and who one with apples. But in the end, everyone had a piece of cake. Suddenly it started to rain. The hiking smugglers left the terrace of the bar without ordering a drink. Maybe they also smuggled drinks with them. I would never know, since they had left. What they did not know was that Yvonne was still on the toilet inside, without a piece of cake.
My wrong decisions. The divorce of my parents. When I learned that my boyfriend cheated on me for a super long time when I was 20. People are still not able to cure cancer. That it's 2017 and websites still don't code themselves. The fact that eating everything and staying skinny does not work for me. Sometimes it is too late. Being too relaxed. Getting dumped by my first serious boyfriend. Maybe that was more sadness rather than disappointment. Oh no, I have a better one. Not getting a letter from Hogwarts and having to go to regular high school. I really think they are difficult questions. I will give it a thought and then I will let you know. No fries, even though they were promised.
How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? I do not want to feel. I only want to see other people feel.
Hi, sorry to bother you. I have a problem, I think. Every time I'm here, the walls are talking to me. And I don't know what to do. I refuse to answer, but I think that maybe I should. What do you think? Hi, it's me again. I answered, and the scariest thing is that I replied back. Now I'm into this conversation, and well, you know, like it's weird. Somebody would say I'm going crazy, but I don't think I am, you know? If you could call me back and I don't know, give me your 2 cents about this. That would be very much appreciated. Thanks. Call back. Thanks. Bye. I think you should come and listen by yourself. I think you should join me. The revelations that are coming to me through these walls are unbelievable. Please join me in this mode of listening. I'm waiting for you.
I no longer feel at home in my own skin. What shall I do? What can I do? Change my skin? Pull on another one? Strip someone from his skin? Steal it? And hide myself in that other skin? Or will I disappear in the skins around me? Divide all the little bones of my fingers, my ribs, my muscles into the crowd? Sometimes I touch other people's skins briefly to feel if their skin would be more comfortable than mine.
One more thing. Everyone who claims to know how the other feels is an idiot.
Ik droom soms achterwaarts. Mijn droom begint dan met het einde. Ik droomde dat mijn hoofd eraf was. Elke avond voor ik ging slapen moest ik het afzetten en dan 's ochtends kon ik het terug opzetten. Dat was zo fijn. Ik kon gewoon al mijn zorgen even naast me neerleggen. Op het nachttafeltje. Plots kreeg ik het niet meer op. Ik kreeg het benauwd. Er was een gaatje om mijn hoofd in te steken, maar het ging er niet meer in. Ik was bang. Ik was zo bang, want als iemand mijn hoofd zou stelen, dan zou hij of zij al mijn gemene, minderwaardige, foute gedachten kunnen zien. En mijn geheimen. Ik had ooit eens deze hele nare droom waarbij ik goudvissen kon plassen. Soms waren er ook nog wat andere kleine visjes bij, maar ik weet de naam niet van deze andere visjes. Het deed maar een beetje pijn eigenlijk. Dat vond ik vreemd. Heb je ooit echte pijn gevoeld toen je droomde? Ik niet. Of wacht, toch wel, één keer. Eén keer toen ik droomde dat ik een frutella aan het eten was. Ik had zoveel zin in een frutella, zo'n roze, weet je wel? En in mijn droom stak ik die frutella in mijn mond en toen werd ik wakker omdat ik heel hard in mijn vingers had gebeten. Ik droom soms ook over niets, hoor. Ik weet wel dat het niet echt kan over niets dromen. Ze zeggen dat je goed slaapt als je geest zich de dromen niet meer kan herinneren. Eigenlijk vind ik dat het fijnst. Dan hoef ik mezelf niet steeds tegen te komen in die benarde en schaamtevolle situaties. Waarom vocht ik niet terug? Waarom deed ik niets? Waarom hielp ik niet? Waarom liep ik gewoon weg? Ik was er gewoon. Keek, werd meegesleept en deed niets.
Everything changed, right? Everything changed, changed, right? Everything changed, right, 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 right? Everything changed.
I realized what a fool I am. Consider this story. Everyone has a bad habit. Mine has an Italian last name similar to one of my favorite drinks and really great eyebrows. I never felt closer to a stranger. An illusion that my mind keeps coming up with every now and then, dressed mostly in black. Last year, this habit might have been a good reason for me to have stared at my white brick wall without blinking for a minimum of 3 hours a day. Well, lately I kind of am really into Gwen Stefani singing cool. Last week, when dancing together in that pub, though, I was back again thinking that we were what people call soulmates, while he blatantly said just wanted to get back into my pants. Just like last year, before he dumped me and declared us platonic friends. Irony is that he apologized a few months ago for how things went between us, and I believed it. This time I declared us platonic friends. Last week, after having stayed at his place at night, I then thanked him via iMessage for the nice reunion. What a fool I am. Thanking someone for making me stare at that brick wall again. Remember Harbor Boulevard, the dreaming days where the mess was made. Look how all the kids have grown. Oh, we have changed, but we're still the same. After all that we've been through, I know we're cool. I know we're cool.
Er was eens een meisje op haar fiets die als twee druppels water op Michael Jackson leek. Ze zag er eng uit. Ik vond haar een eng meisje. Waarom zeggen mensen eigenlijk als twee druppels water? Zijn er dan twee druppels water die identiek zijn? Ik zou graag een druppel water willen zijn. Maar dan een authentieke. Geen identieke waarvan de mensen zouden kunnen zeggen die is als twee druppels water. Ik zou bovendien ook niet dat enge meisje dat op Michael Jackson leek willen zijn.
And I speak, but my voice sounds so weird. Can you hear? It is this microphone. I hate it. I wish not to speak anymore. I will continue my presentation in silence while staring into this microphone.
Why do some people blow up their own bodies? Do they like their own blood? Why do some people blow up the bodies of others? Do they like their blood? Do you sometimes have this thought that you would like to blow up some specific body? If the answer is yes, would you tell me whose body if I gave you the promise of not telling anyone? Do you believe in promises? Do you often promise when you know that you are not going to keep your promise? Have you ever promised something to a dying person? Did you know that a lot of people die while they are on the toilet? What do you consider a nice and a not-so-nice death? Do you think it's stupid that people give flowers and chocolates to dying persons? Are you one of those persons who thinks dying is like sleeping, but then forever? Do you like to sleep? Are you a morning or an evening person? Can you name an animal that sleeps during the day and is awake during the night? Do you think this is stupid? How stupid do you think you are on a scale from 1 to 10? If you could be an animal, which animal would you like to be? Are you more scared of spiders or the future? Do you think believing in the future is just one big lie? Do you lie less than you would want to? Is your whole life a lie, or just a part of it? Do you want to be loved by everyone? Who do you consider everyone? Are you often misunderstood by people? And do you think it's their fault then?
Six AM. I was waiting for the light. 7:30 AM. I was still waiting for the light. 8 AM. I was nervously waiting for the light to come. 9 AM. The light never came.
De man naast mij heeft zijn ogen gesloten, maar slaapt niet. Zijn handen krullen op. Ze liggen als bolletjes op zijn bovenbenen. Soms gaat een vinger op en neer. Zijn wenkbrauwen zijn gefronst, zijn pinken bewegen simultaan. Beide voeten tikken een traag ritme. Soms doet een hand mee. Achter mij, op de bank, zaten mensen die alleen maar over andere mensen praten. Toen kwamen er geen andere mensen meer. Toen was het stil. Een oud vrouwtje staat te kijken. Ze kijkt naar links, ze kijkt naar rechts, heel traag. Ze kijkt nu voor zich uit. Ze kijkt. Soms kijkt ze over haar schouder. Ze kijkt naar links. En ze kijkt naar rechts. Ze kijkt. Ze staart. Ze wacht al kijkend. Ze wacht. Ze wacht naar links. En ze wacht naar rechts. Al starend kijkt ze. Wachtend. Ze wacht.
Sometimes, when I have been alone for too long, and I haven't spoken a single word for too long, I'm frightened by the sound of my own voice.
What are you doing? Then I guess you are sitting here for a long time already. How long is not that long? Oh, how long is for a little while? Oh, yes, that's not so long indeed. Will you still be sitting here for some more time? Oh, yes, I understand.
The fact that still no one on this pale blue dot came up with an affordable, reliable and actually working commercially designed human teleportation device yet. Aimez-vous Brahms, a book by François de Sagan. To me, it's the perfect representation of how people can love each other deeply and still can make each other feel the cruelest loneliness. To experience this kind of loneliness, to know how love is capable of evoking that feeling, is my biggest disappointment. I was looking forward to see my grandfather today, but he cancelled our plans because of bad weather. I wasted the hours I reserved for work on getting lost on the internet and on dancing. You caught me in a perfect moment. I perfectly know what is my biggest disappointment today. And the day hasn't finished yet. Something else might add up, actually, or compete. For my biggest disappointment in my life, I need to think a bit. Finding out that I'm not special. When I was about 9 years old, My grandfather came up to me and my younger cousin and told us to run down into the garden and look inside the now empty rabbit cage. See, after our last pets had died or probably had been butchered for a meal, we were filled with excitement and pure joy, running down as fast as we could, thinking we would find our rabbits back in their cage, or at least reborn or replaced by a new couple of rabbits. When we arrived at the cage, though, it was still empty and unchanged. We walked back into the apartment, chins low, confused, teary-eyed. My grandfather said, "April fools!" Not daring to make a guess while playing Trivial Pursuit, just because I was afraid of saying something stupid, and then hearing my guess would have been right. That's a difficult one.
This morning, a frog was looking at me while I was sitting on the toilet. I didn't know if he could really see me or if he was just pretending to see me. He didn't talk to me. I didn't talk to him either. We were both silent. We both kept sitting down. He on the floor, I on the toilet. My father came to the toilet to take the frog away. He put the frog in the lunchbox.
Nobody seems to know what has to happen. And if there would be somebody that would know, nobody would know how it should happen. So, nothing happens. Nothing is happening. Just nothing.
There was a fat child with a cyan purple bathing suit with glitters on it. She looked like a mermaid. She was sitting on a quad. I had never seen a fat glittering mermaid sitting on a quad.
Plakmannen. Dat zijn mannen die tegen je aanplakken. Ze doen het bewust, maar ze doen alsof ze het onbewust doen. Ze botsen per ongeluk tegen je aan. Heel zachtjes. Er is heel weinig plek hier, dus ze moeten wel tegen je aankomen plakken. Ze doen je geen pijn. Oh nee, helemaal niet. Je voelt een plak lijf tegen dat van jou. Zijn blote armen raken die van jou aan. Zijn borst raakt jouw rug. Soms een schouder. Je voelt een warme adem in je hals. Misschien soms zijn haar tegen dat van jou. Eigenlijk wil je zijn lijf helemaal niet voelen. Je zegt hem dat. Maar hij zegt dat er hier erg weinig plaats is en dat hij daarom per ongeluk tegen je aanstond. Kwam zijn rechterhand ook per ongeluk op mijn bil terecht dan?
I go and go.
Yes,
sign that it's really the end.